Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Umbrights, and I'm on the grid. SiriusXM Channel 159. LGUS Channel 469. Let's do this thing. We got the Ranger Redick, Cam Stewart, Coach James Young will step up and in and join us. Dave Sharapan straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Donnie Wrightside will kick it with us as well. We've got a bunch of college basketball tonight. We don't have to wait for the Sweet 16, NIT, CBI, TBC, all in action this evening. Quarterfinal action. Very busy night in the National Hockey League tonight, the day after the National Hockey League trade deadline. And we're going to get into some Toronto Maple Leaf talk with Toronto Maple Leaf's biggest fan, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Got to get you. Well, we're going to save this for a little bit later on. It's too bad they're not playing. Okay. I'm wondering, are they wearing the Biebs jerseys tomorrow?
Are they wearing the new Bieber jerseys,
yeah, well, Cam?
Yeah, actually, they are. They're going to be wearing them tomorrow, and I hope it's not the donut jersey that they're. Oh God, did you see the brown one? Like, please don't wear that jersey with the happy face. Like, the Leaf one's good, but the reversible brown, it looks like a bad. Oh God, it's gross. Are you kidding me? Just because Bieber's a fan doesn't mean he already created Tim Hortons Timbit flavors. You don't need like to create jerseys. Enough.
It's one thing to let this kid create a donut at Tim Hortons. Another thing, like. It's another thing to let them like mess with the Toronto Maple Leaf jersey. The Leafs jersey's been around for 100 plus years, and the Biebs is going to come in and redesign it. Like, dude, as if it wasn't bad enough that you guys play Hall of Notes after you score goals.
Like, I've been complaining about it for years.
It cannot be any lamer.
Softer. Yeah.
You go to a Dallas Star game, they score. What do you want? Walk. They're playing Pantera when they score. You go to a Virginia Tech game. Enter Sandman. The kids are jumping up and down. Yeah. You go to a Leaf game, they score. And it's Hall & Oates.
Oh, it was
REO Speedwagon not available? Take it on the run, baby. Come on, man.
I'd rather Justin Bieber
and Hall & Oates. No wonder you haven't won in 53 years.
Hey, buddy, I told you I'm not in the boardroom. I've been appalled to these things for years. I just like, what's the deal? We're creating jerseys. You said it. Like, I couldn't believe it when I read the story. I check out the jerseys. I'm like, this guy did donuts. Now he's doing jerseys. What does he do? He gets it open like a key to the Air Canada Center. He stood on.
He did the game time decisions logo in the corner here. You see the blue thing in the top of your screen? He did that. That's the Biebs. It's the Biebs design. So I don't know. Like,
you're right.
I understand, like, Drake. Drake with the Raptors, whatever, makes sense. Like, basketball fans like Drake. Drake's actually the ambassador, and he got a ring. I think he owns a little piece of them type thing. You know what I mean? Like, Drake's part of the Raptors. It is what it is. Bieber, I don't understand. Like, what are the Leafs trying to do? Get 6-year-old girls to go to their games? Like, what are you trying to reach? What kind of market are you trying to reach here?
Not guys like me.
You and Vince?
They've already got me and Vince in the booze bags. They're going for the younger audience. Like, you know what I mean? And I hate to say it. The younger audience are going to Raptor games. So these guys don't know what they're doing.
I told people that, and people laughed at me. Yeah, well, why you?
No, they're not laughing.
Why do you think they brought Beaver in right now?
Good call.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am not Justin Bieber. Kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart. We got a full slate of NHL hockey. I look forward to Sherpad's take on the Toronto Maple Leaf Justin Bieber alternate jersey. So you're telling me that you can't wear a Black Pride or a Black History Month or a Pride jersey during the game, only in a warm-up, but you can wear a Bieber jersey during the game? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Honestly, if these guys ever wear the brown one, like not the blue one, I'm going to break something. Like I'm going to throw something. Have you seen this thing? The brown reversible? It's disgusting. They're not even a brown team. It's a clean, like they're the Leafs. They're blue.
Why are the Leafs? Why would the Leafs have a brown jersey?
That's what I did. Yes. That's the whole point. Why are they having a brown jersey? Isn't the blue and white fine? They have the same patch jerseys that they wore the other night. That's their third jersey.
I can't wait, Cam.
Beaver donut jersey, chocolate cream.
On Saturday, the Montreal Canadiens are wearing the Celine edition, the Celine Dion edition jerseys. Yeah. She designed a jersey too. Oh, wait, no, that's a dumb idea. They said, what, the Sens going to roll out with like Alanis Morissette? Hey, guys, Alanis Morissette made our jerseys. I said, like we did the Nickelback in Edmonton. Yeah, Nickelback in Edmonton. It's a Nickelback Oiler jersey, all right?
Well, you're kind of bringing up the case that, this franchise is just...
What the hell are you guys doing?
Not me. Don't associate me with the decisions.
I did it, Cam. I actually did it. You're going to like this. We'll get to some picks. You're going to like the list I did.
Unbelievable.
I said, all right, we need the addition. Winnipeg Jets, Neil Young.
Yeah, or Burton Cummings, I'll accept.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Vancouver,
guess who as well? Yeah,
Vancouver Loverboy designs the new Canuck jersey.
Yes, I like it. Love it. Here you go. Yes, Loverboy.
Toronto, it's got to be Geddy Lee and Rush. Like that
yes.
would have been cool.
Thank
like,
you.
The Leafs would have said, "Hey, listen, Geddy Lee yes. and Rush has been a lifelong Leaf fan, and he's a genius.
They have a beer.
And he designed
dude.
This.
They have a beer.
He just came up
a
on
Rush
a Rush.
Beer.
And, yeah. exactly. And the other thing they could say." This guy sold out Maple Leaf Gardens 38 times, and they could say he made a Leaf jersey. I get that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Can you imagine, like, the Boston Bruins, Cam, saying they come out to a, we got a Backstreet Boys design jersey? Imagine the Philadelphia Flyer fans. Yeah, the Biebs designed our new Flyer. Like, you start a
riot. NSYNC jerseys? I'm in.
Yeah, NSYNC.
I just don't understand how everybody's not on board. Like, what's the deal? Like, what? Like, does he just come in and say, I got an idea? Like, you said it. The donuts were one thing. Like, the guy came up with two new donuts.
He's not even hot anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, is he even, like, when's the last time this kid sold a record?
You said it, though. Like, when you go to the
game. When was the last time this kid was even in Toronto? When he got arrested and caused the big scene outside the cop shop?
I got to be embarrassed. I don't want to tell people I'm a fan of this team anymore. It makes me look, like, creepy. Like, it's
what is the Hall & Oates song? What is it? What do you do? You know,
a little man eater, maybe.
What I want?
Yeah.
It's like that happy, like, I want to get
this. What I want.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah. I forget the name of it. Hold on.
It's just so dumb.
It's so stupid.
Like Men at Work.
You make my dreams come true.
Yeah, that's true. You make my dreams come true.
That's right. True. Making my dreams come true.
That's what the Toronto Maple Leafs play after they score a goal, Donnie.
Yes.
Is that really what they play? There you go.
Yes. But I'm saying, imagine sitting on the bench and you're the other team. Was that really like instill fear in you in the building? You're like, oh, this place is rocking now. Imagine they're playing Pantera or something. You got a bunch of people banging on the glass. You're like, man, this place is a nut house. Instead, they're playing Hall & Oates.
You'd like, more I'm hearing
hard,
this,
I have a hard time not laughing.
I need a new
So you're going to play Hall & Oates?
I'm a grown man here.
Goal while wearing a Justin Bieber jersey. Yeah. Is this a hockey team you're talking about here? What are we doing?
It's a hockey team. Yeah, well,
hockey's supposed to be a top violent sport. I don't think of Justin Bieber. The Biebs.
Well, they are
go
soft.
Go make your little Timbits and whatever. Like,
I got to admit, he came up with some good flavors. His choices were fine.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're good. if you got me and Donnie to make a donut, it'd probably be good too. It's not that hard. You put chocolate and fudge and you got it. Like, come on, you got a donut. Like, how do you screw up a donut? Come on.
Anyway. Someone's asking why not a Quiet Riot jersey? They're all dead, all right?
Yeah. Come on, feel the noise. Yes, yes. Please.
Donnie likes that. So that's good stuff.
Quiet sure. Riot.
Good bet. Yeah. All right, Donnie, right side in the house. All right, a lot of stuff to get to here. Let's start off with some baseball. And even though Donnie likes the DH, I'm going to have to accept that and get over that.
Ghost Runner's back in business too now. That's big time. There you go. Like the Ghost Runner, we're back. Just got approved. Fantastic.
Things just keep getting better and better, Donnie, with the game, don't they? Pitch clock soon. Pitch clocks.
Fantastic. Line it up.
But whatever, man. It's sort of like the world. I can't control the world. I just got to try to survive in it and make money with it. But I was very happy to see Major League Baseball win totals posted, Donnie. There's some win totals posted. And I got to tell you, man, there were a couple of teams that immediately jumped off the screen at me. I know you've taken a little look at the numbers here that have just been posted by FanDuel. Anything make you say, oh, yeah, oh, my God, I really like this number? What were your first reactions seeing the win totals? Yeah.
Usually you look at the teams that, you know, your first inclination is to take an over. Ooh, this looks a little bit low. But I got to tell you one that actually looks a little bit high, and that's the New York Mets at 91.5. I mean, we've seen the struggles here. Max Scherzer down the stretch. Look, I expect him to be a good pitcher, but he was having trouble with arm fatigue late last season into the playoffs. So if he misses some time, and then we know Jacob deGrom is good for a couple months off here and there as well. I don't think they're that good at this point here. So I'm going to take an under on the Mets or look at the under on the Mets at 91.5. Don't like the lineup as much as I did last year. And you're still talking about a pretty good division. Phillies loaded up. Atlanta Braves still obviously World Series champions with a dominant bullpen. I'm going to go under on the Mets this year. Instead of always backing them, I'm going to fade them a little bit this year.
I'm glad you bring up the New York Mets. So I see, shout out to our boy Johnny Rose Beef, Pete Alonso, and I'm glad Pete Alonso's all right after that car crash. Alonso's a good guy. I'm an Alonso fan. I wonder if Alonso's a vaccinated guy, though. And I'm telling you, man, like with all these New York teams, Cam, I'm thinking you can only bet the under. Like Donnie just said, that number's a little ambitious for the Mets here. They are the Mets. Yeah. I know there's a new owner and stuff, but DeGrom,
I think
DeGrom
the Yankees
gets
too,
injured all the time, right? Let's just hold on with the Mets, though. DeGrom gets injured all the time. They're in it, you know what I mean? It's going to be a competitive division, and they're going to be at the top of it. They're going to be battling and stuff. The Braves are still better than they are. You know what I mean? The Braves went to the championship series 2 years ago, won the World Series this year. We're up 3-1 on the Dodgers 2 years ago. So it's not like the Braves are some fluke. The Braves have actually been a dominant team in the National League, and they're still going to be good again right now. It's a high number. And so when you get a high number, only bad things can happen. You got to hope for a clean ride. And then you throw in, and I know everyone's tired of it, but the fact of the matter is, it's still a law and rule in New York right now. Unvaccinated Met players and Yankee players will not be able to play home games. And then you throw this in on top of it. Even if they change the rule with the Yankees, guys, they would not be able to play in Toronto. Even if they change the law in New York, they're not changing the law in Canada right. for the Yankees or teams. So that's 9 games automatically, Donnie. The Yankee players wouldn't be able to play in Toronto. You throw in the potential of injuries, potential of Mayor Adams not changing this before the baseball season starts, and suddenly you're on the right side of a bet, bro, if you got the Yankees and the Mets to the under, Donnie.
No, I think you're right, too, because you saw Aaron Judge show up to training camp or spring training, and they asked him the question, are you basically, hey, you're vaccinated? Well, I'm going to cross that bridge, which means you're not vaccinated. No. You could just come out and say that. But I think it's very interesting and a telling sign, because I think most of the Major League Baseball players, particularly in New York City, are waiting to see what they're going to do. And if it's going to come down to missing games, unless you're Kyrie Irving, you have a absolute stance on this, I'm not getting it. I think most of them will actually get it before the season starts just because they have to in order to play home games. Because a lot of these guys, I mean, it's one thing if, you know, Kyrie Irving's banked a lot of money in the past, and I'm sure a lot of these baseball players have, but you're looking at losing hundreds of thousands
That's a good
of dollars
point.
A day for some of the highest paid yep. guy. They'll probably end up getting it at that point if it push comes to shove.
Kyrie's already got a couple of hundred mil between the shoe deals and everything. Like you said, he's like, whatever, dude. I don't have to, I don't need your money. Like, I'm not worried about it. It's a good point. Alonso just got $7.5 million. It's actually real to him, right? I totally get that. But you know what's crazy, guys? Alonso didn't know about Kyrie Irving. Like, they said, you know, Kyrie Irving can't play. He goes, I didn't know that. Oh, they said, what do you think? They said, that's his prerogative.
Living under a rock? Don't these people read? Jeez. Like, how do you not
I
know
told
that?
You, Cam.
Like, you live in
so
the
when
state.
When handicappers talk about look ahead.
Crushing baseballs and beers in all
like,
seasons. That's it.
Yeah, they don't know who they're
look
playing.
Ahead.
They don't
these
know
guys
the name.
Don't even know
they
how to read a paper.
Wait, we saw the story. Urban Meyer didn't know who Aaron Donald was.
No, he didn't know where Aaron Donald. Oh, I didn't know Debo Samuel, half of the season.
No. He's like Aaron Donald. He's like, no, I don't know who that is. Like, no.
He goes, who is this 99? He looks pretty good on tape.
He's the coach.
Thanks, coach. Yeah, good work. You're doing your research.
Donnie, when we were at the Super Bowl Media Row, we had a dude on for the Cowboys. He told us, me and Cam during a break, he goes, I can't name one Bengal. That's what he told
me. Oh, my goodness, man. That's fantastic. That's crazy. And I believe him, too, when they say that, too. Some of these guys don't pay any attention
to anything. He knew Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
I know
the
quarterback, Joe Burrow. And remember, he goes, he knew one guy on the team. He goes, I know one guy on the team. He goes, I can't name one other guy on that team. But he goes, I know they're good. That's what he said. I know they're good. Because I can't name one guy on the team. Yes. Like you were a third round pick in the draft. You didn't like meet one of them there. Like at some I met that guy. Like, no, they don't care. They don't care. That's what I tell people. Oh, it's a look ahead. Yeah, yeah. Because the players are in their hotel room, Kim, looking at the schedule on ESPN.com. Right?
No, they're having sex or doing something else because they're sure not paying attention to the league.
I guarantee you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's guys that show up to the airport in the NHL and the NBA
That's good.
That don't even know where they're going. Like, yeah, they'll like, be told, like, when they get to the airport, where are we going? That's Philly? Right. What, Pittsburgh?
Oh, Predators tonight? Oh, okay, thanks.
Oh, we're going to Canada? Okay, okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we just put a nice play in. It's baseball season. You're going to pounce when you see these numbers. All right, we're talking about the New York teams. And as we were saying, so Mayor Adams, just quickly as far as this, and we'll move on. I want to get into some basketball. And Cam, want to get your thoughts looking at the board if a team caught your eye so far. And there's another team that you and I discussed yesterday, their payroll. It's a bad number, too. So New York City Mayor Eric Adams prepared to lift requirements. The children under five wear face masks, and they're lifting other vaccine mandates. But they are keeping in place. So the rule is private employers to ensure their workers are vaccinated. Kyrie Irving, New York Yankee, and New York Met players are privately employed. Therefore, they fall under this guideline. And Adams seems to be getting defensive about it. He said earlier today, they'll have to wait as far as like any lifting of any. And he basically said, you know, they're sports teams. He's getting tired of them coming at him every day here. And in fact, he even said, city officials say if risk levels rise from current low levels, it's possible the city will reimpose mandates. So I'm just saying, like, from a betting perspective, wouldn't be betting on the Brooklyn Nets to be winning the title. I wouldn't be betting on any New York Yankee overs. We talked about it last week. Aaron Judge over under 36.5 home runs at home run props. This guy gets hurt all the time anyways. So you throw in the Vax stuff, and even if they change the rule in New York, you can't play in Toronto. And Cam, think about what an impact that has on Yankee totals if they don't have a couple of the best players when they play against the Blue Jays.
Helps the Blue Jays even more. Take a look at the division. Like the Boston Red Sox just picked up Story. They want to be in this hunt too. The Jays have gotten extremely better with Chapman defensively. They're pitching.
Oh, the Red Sox supposedly have a bunch of unvaxxed guys too. It's perfect, Cam.
Oh, really? Wow, that's a yeah. keep them out of Toronto. I'll take the Jays in the division. Just please. Anyway, Rays are still good. Yeah, no, it's a murderer's row. These guys are going to beat up every. And I agree with the Yankees under. And another one, guys. Another one that I was looking at was Houston. I know the Astros have been really, really solid, but asking them to win 93 games on FanDuel, I think, is a lot. Other teams in the division are getting better.
Good call.
Zach Greinke, it moved on. He's going back to Kansas City. They're not going to keep this pace up for long. Correa's gone. That's
Rangers are much better now suddenly, man. Yeah, they got Simeon. They got Seager.
That's a clean ride there. So I like the under with the Yankees, under with the Astros so far.
Like that. Let's take a look at the Cleveland Guardians. Cleveland Guardians. Donnie, their payroll is $35 million. Deshaun Watson's making $46 million a year.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's wild. Like,
look at that. This is what it is. They just had a lockout. Was it the whole point of all this? Like, the players lost again, pretty clear that we came out of this and the Indians, the Guardians, I did it.
You did it. You guard. Said you weren't going to do it.
I know, I did it.
You know the funny thing is? I'm on FanDuel. They don't have the Cleveland Guardians up. I'm going alphabetically. Like, they've dropped. Like, it's not there. Take a look, guys. It's like it goes from.
Man, I talked about them last night. They were 76.5.
They're not. No, it goes.
And they're not getting the 77 wins, this team.
No. They took it down.
Four games under 500? Come on. Not happening.
No way.
70-1 World Series, Cam. Get in now on the Guardians.
70-1.
You'd have to add a zero, and I still wouldn't do it.
All right. 99.5 for the Dodgers, Dottie. It's a high number, but. They won 106 games last year. Think of all the injuries that they had, bro. Mookie Betts actually struggled and was out for a lot of the year last year. Trevor Bauer didn't pitch for them. Kershaw was hurt. Everybody was hurt. Turner was hurt. Like, you know what I mean? We can go on and on. And San Francisco had one of the best years of all time, winning 107 games last year. San Francisco's not winning 107 games this year. It's not happening. If it does again, I'm going to be really upset, man, because I just think last year was a fluke and an anomaly. But are you willing to say the Dodgers win 100 games with this lineup that they have? I mean, so Mookie Betts bats leadoff, Trey Turner bats second, Freddie Freeman bats third. You got Justin Turner, Max Muncy. It's a murderer's row, bro. Their starting lineup is a murderer's row. AJ Pollock bats ninth in this lineup, Cam.
Oh, I know. And another thing about the Dodgers, look at San Diego. Tatis is going to be out for a while. They have pitchers
who evil can injured evil.
Arms. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on there. They got problems out of the gate. So, yeah, no, if anybody's going to do it, the Dodgers will.
You know, the Dodgers guys have a better OPS. I talked about this on Sports Rage last night, Donnie. I don't know, you know, the Simpsons, the great episode of the Simpsons, the softball. Hey, save those sideburns in a team. The Dodgers have a better OPS than that team on the Simpsons.
And with the DH, too. My goodness.
And with the DH. I mean, they're so good, bro. Like, Gavin Lux isn't even a starter, bro. Like, they're like, oh, we don't really have room. Like, Bellinger, Lux, like, you know what I mean? Like, guys are going to be battling even to get at-bats on this team, but that's how you got to win. I think they're going to go over this number. We'll get back to the baseball futures, and there's some opportunities here, man. I see about I like your pick there, Cam, with Houston. I didn't spot Houston right away. I did it last night. I saw it at first right away, and I was like, boom, oh, my God, this and that. I did Houston, and I sort of glanced over. I didn't, if you would even ask me what their total was, I didn't know, but I think you're bang on there. It's a lot of games to win. The only thing is Oakland are worse, but Seattle are much better. Texas are much better. The Angels are, as long as Mike Trout, you know, can he stay healthy, this guy?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
The Angels will be better. Syndergaard? Healthy. Yep. No, I think Houston takes a step back, and I think the Padres are a team. You said it. The Giants can't be that good, and I think the Padres are a team that is major, hanging on by a thread. They look good, but they have many players that are often injured, so I'd be careful with that.
Even me, this threw me off here. I'm looking. I'm like, what the hell is this? But I forgot, Cam. Doing a little research last night on FanDuel. I'm like, what the hell is this? Academy Awards, King Richard. I'm like, King Richard Brodeur? Will Smith, -600, FanDuel. They've got the Academy Awards.
You're betting awards show really? Now? I had some picks. Yeah.
No, some I, odds didn't, boost I, on no those. I didn't put the plays in. Yeah, with the Oscars odds boost.
Yeah.
I believe in Hollywood, that's known as cocaine. Sorry, Cam.
I love that.
I just imagine before, like, the Oscars,
I'm at the Comedy Club.
I've always joked about that. Like, that's like the Lollapalooza. Like, imagine being the drug dealer to the stars on Oscar weekend. That's like your.
Yeah.
That's paying for your mansion. You're sending your kids to school.
busy week.
It's like me and Cam building a bookie a new garage. He goes, Cam built the garage. I built my kids.
It's nice of him to say that too. He's like, I'd like to thank Gabe for Cam for the extension on my place. Yeah, cool. Thank you. What a wedding. Yeah. Open
just
bar.
Kidding. No, we're kidding, everybody. Like Don Red. Just kidding, everybody.
Top shelf.
Yeah.
All right. Basketball tonight, Donnie. What are you looking at? Little CIT? Little NIT?
Yeah, no.
Little NBA?
A pretty good one tonight. Yeah, I took a little St. Bonaventure today. It was earlier. It was a +3.5, so the line actually moving in my direction here. I just think it sets up good because we haven't talked about St. Bonaventure. Why do they want to go play? It's clearly they do. They go out to, you know, Colorado and beat Colorado. Then they go on the road and do it again, and now you're here with Virginia. So I'm going to ride this out. They apparently want to play, and they'll be in this game. These both teams, you know, slow it down, play good defense. I think it's a pretty good matchup for St. Bonaventure, and I'll take the points in this one.
I gotta tell you, Cam. Yeah, and Donnie. Hell of a run by the bodies here. Going on. I was on Colorado in that game.
Yep.
I was like, that's a tough trip. You guys just didn't make the NCAA tournament. You got to go all over Boulder's.
You know what game?
To play. And they win the game. Then they go into Norman and they win this game. But now you got to go to Virginia. It's asking a lot. 3 wins in a row on the road in 4 days. 5
talk
days,
about
4 days, whatever.
Sometimes sound bites are very important and sometimes looks. I get the Buffalo News and the reporters following St. Bonaventure. These guys are on a damn mission. That you should have heard them before the Colorado.
They want to
the
make
Colorado
it
to
MSG
game.
Bad. I know.
That's what I'm saying. He goes, this season we should have been in the NCAA tournament. They're taking the negative into a positive. I think Virginia's in trouble. St. Bonaventure outright. And I'm with Donnie. I got the line earlier, 3.5. I'm all over the Bonnies tonight. I think
it's down to 2.5 now. You guys were on the. You guys are the sharps moving a number.
I wouldn't say sharps. We just
told Tony Bennett, Coach Bennett, Coach Bennett's ready to go. He says his kids are ready to go, and it means a lot to them too. Says we got to start dialing it up defensively. So it's like, oh boy, it's gonna be a good game. If St. Bonaventure does this, that's an incredible run that they pull this off.
It is
on the road.
There's teams in the NCAA tournament, the Sweet 16, that couldn't do what they just did.
No.
My Michigan Wolverines, if you ask Michigan, go to Boulder and go to Norman in the next 4 days. I don't know if we win both those games. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
But I was leaning with Virginia. We got Wilmington and Northern Colorado on the neutral court in Daytona Beach, Florida. And, man, Middle Tennessee State after it again, Donnie. Number one ATS team in the country, yep, buddy. They did it again last night. Oh, boy, it's a tough one against Abilene, but I've got to ride them.
Yeah.
All they do is cover every night.
I got the over in that game. I took the over in that game, even though it's very tough because you're playing in the same gym, which is good, but these kids are playing a couple games back-to-back-to-back. I think the tempo will be there, and I'm betting the shots will still go down as well. Both of these teams match up, like to shoot the three-point shot, and also both of these teams foul a heck of a lot, so maybe double bonus chances in both halves. I took the over in that game.
That's a good point, actually. Not only think about it, guys, they played back-to-back games in their conference tournaments, and now they're going back-to-back in this tournament, Cam. No day off, if you notice. These teams played yesterday. Yeah. Boom, nope. Right back out there. Yeah. Daytona Beach.
Yep.
Convention center. People, sorry, we got a car show coming to town on Saturday. You guys got to be
it's
out.
It's funny. Yeah. People are betting the under in that game, too. The line 149.
They got a Jimmy Johns convention coming in.
And don't, yep, be, yeah,
hey,
don't be surprised.
This Vanderbilt team,
Colorado,
guys. Yeah, we'll get to that one. We'll get to that game, too. I want to get to Vanderbilt and Xavier before we get Dottie out of here. But this Vanderbilt team, they're another one. They want to win this NIT. They've been smoking hot down the stretch. They're at Xavier tonight.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Scottie Pippen Jr., over.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Renzi. We're kicking it. Reggie Redhead, Cam Stewart. We fired off the Dodgers play. We talked about this a lot last night on Sports Rage. That's why you got to join us in the late night hours. We don't just rage; we also bet. And I tell you, Cam, when those numbers pop out, buddy, it really is. That's when the like Dave says, the bad guys are out. When it's dark out,
yeah.
3-4 in the morning and stuff. You see these numbers; they're not the same in the morning after. Money never sleeps, man. Especially, you know, these totals come out early. You think, oh, no one's going to bet that. Like, NFL draft's a good example, Cam. Like, I'm sure a lot of people, oh, NFL draft, oh, it's still a month away. I'll bet it then. guys, the numbers are gone. Like, it's every night, dude. If you're following NFL drafts, like, oh my god, it was plus 700. It's minus 120 now. Like, it's all over the place. This stuff, it's all over the place. But yeah, this Dodger team, though, Cam, just said, you know, seriously. So the lineup, you got Mookie Betts is gonna bat first. Trey Turner will go bat second. Freddie Freeman's gonna bat third. Justin Turner, Max Muncy, Will Smith, Chris Taylor, Cody Bellinger, AJ Pollock. It's an all-star lineup. Like, Chris Taylor's really your worst player on the field, and he's just a good all-around type of guy that does everything well. Not to mention, Gavin Lux is a stud young player that's going to battle to get on the field. Like,
Lux is amazing.
Dude,
he's gonna
Will Smith is going to be a star, Cam. This kid, that catcher, the Dodgers, he's amazing, this kid. He's going to hit like 30 home runs this year.
The pitching is good. They're deep in the bullpen with guys. No, it's crazy. What San Francisco did, I don't think that could be duplicated. And as I mentioned before in the earlier segment, the San Diego Padres with Tatis and this injury after the motorcycle and never healed properly, we don't know how long this guy's going to be. They have pitchers that have been hurt so many times. Are they even going to play these games? It's a lot of volatility, but the Dodgers are a deep enough team to, they can win over 100 games. I totally agree with that.
Well, they won 106 last year. And that was with San Francisco being really good and beating them a bunch of times.
Yep.
Not to mention, Kim, you got Arizona, Colorado, San Diego. San Diego's got good pitching, but no Tatis. And San Francisco won't be as good. I don't really see, like, I think Arizona sucks.
They're going to crush. Yeah, they do suck. The Dodgers, Colorado.
I think they win, like. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but 115 games type thing. 110? Like 110 and 52?
I think they'll win. I think they'll win about 107, 108. Like getting 110 games.
They could go for the record, though, right? If they get rolling, they could be into it, right? You know what I'm saying? This is a super team. It's a super team. They were talking about it already, kind of about, like, we don't want to lose a lot of games. Like, they're basically, like, they're all in. Dave Roberts understands with this lineup, it's time to unleash it. But 99.5, I get it. It scares people off, but they won 106 last year. All right, so let's, St. Bonaventure's. Everybody's on the bodies. I don't know if that concerns you, Cam, but everybody in our chat likes St. Bonaventure, too.
It's a little bit concerning, but, you know.
It should.
I'm betting this team. Yeah, it really should. You're right.
These guys are smart guys.
They're sharp as Ginsu's. Yeah, no, I'm waiting.
No, you know what it is?
I'm Bonaventure the whole tournament. I've been betting them. I'm riding them.
Yeah, if you've been riding them. Man, they went into Colorado, won the game outright. They go into Norman, Oklahoma, and win the game outright. Now they got to go into Charlottesville to win the game outright, though, basically. Well, they're getting 2.5. I'm going with Virginia. I'm taking pedigree here. And I think it's going to be Heartbreak City for the kids from the Bonnies that desperately want to make it to the semifinals and get on national television in the Final Four of the NIT at the world's most famous arena. Be a nice story if they pull it off.
It would
What do you think about the All right, so you're going with the Bonnies. What do you think about Vanderbilt and Xavier, the other one, quarterfinal tonight?
That is a tough game.
Tough one. Xavier's only 2.5. I wish I was getting more.
Here's the thing. Xavier started to figure it out. And, like, Vanderbilt, they are playing great basketball. Like, these teams that are left here, they've really, really earned it, man. When you got to go in this tournament, I like the way the NIT is. Like, you earn it, man. You win, you go on the road, you earn it.
It proves your mental toughness that you're still playing through this, too.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes. I think Xavier, actually, Gabe, I know a lot of people like Vanderbilt. I kind of think Xavier's a dangerous team. They're very tough and battle-tested. Very difficult game. I haven't bet that game yet. But Eileen Xavier, we'll see what happens in the St. Bonaventure game. I'm all you said. I'm on the Bonnies, money line, points. Everything. But Virginia's
I gotta take
very good.
God, Vandy's been hot. They've been good to me, but I'm with you. I think Xavier's gonna win. 15-5 on their home court. And another team came. Xavier, Vandy weren't on the bubble. Vandy just sort of got hot and covered a bunch of spreads late, right? Xavier should have been in the tournament, bro. They just screwed. Like, they were right there and they stumbled, bro. They had this little stretch, man. In late February, they kept losing and losing. But as you stated, they've responded well here. And I like the fact they've responded at home, right? So they beat Cleveland State, who are a good team, 72-68. Boom. Florida Gators rolling to Xavier. They smacked them, bro. 72-56. So now you got another SEC team coming in here in Vandy. We just saw them beat the Gators by 16 points, Ken. Like, why can't they beat Vanderbilt? As hot as Vanderbilt has been. Xavier win a close one.
It's funny. I'm looking at the line movement in this game. Both teams that, like, I like St. Bonaventure, that line's gone down. I like Xavier, that line's gone down. Xavier was minus -4. It opened up. Now it's two and a half. People, wow. I'm on
Xavier. What about the other one you want to talk about crazy. Here we go. UNC Wilmington and Northern Colorado.
I like Northern Colorado. They were actually, I bet them that game, Gabe, where you told, we both won. You had the over in that game. They came back and won that game. They're very, very underrated.
They're an over machine, this team.
They are. Northern Colorado could win this game. Like, people are going to bet UNC Wilmington because they know them more. I'd be very, very careful of the Bears.
The Seahawks have been good to me, Cam. Seahawks have been real good to me. Dude, the Seahawks are one of the best teams against the spread in the country. 21-11 against the spread. They're one of these teams, they're like Middle Tennessee State, kind of, but Middle Tennessee State aren't lucky. Middle Tennessee State are beating teams down often. Wilmington are one of these teams that are always in crazy games, Cam, and somehow they end up covering and stuff. But they are a 25-9 basketball team who are 21-11 against the spread, playing on a neutral court against Northern Colorado. I'm sticking to what I know here, Cam. Give me the Colonial League. The Colonial Athletic Association's UNC Wilmington Seahawks. Give me a Seahawk, Cam, for old time's sake.
Yeah, Seahawk. There he goes.
Thank you.
It's also your Hawk.
Is Baker Mayfield a Seahawk yet? No. That's what you're going to be saying.
No. No, don't do it.
What about Jimmy G?
I'd rather have Garoppolo here. And hear the story today. Some guy just makes up a story. Oh yeah, the Carolina Panthers are talking to Mayfield. The Panthers are like, this story is not true. We do not want Baker Mayfield. See, don't read the reports, guys. But all these teams say this and that and whatever. Half of this stuff, you just throw stuff against the wall. They don't want him. We'll see. I don't know, man. I don't.
But he's running out of spots to stand up at.
Seattle's like the last one. If Pete Carroll wants him, then we'll see.
We'll get into it after. I think we might be a little bit too hard on Baker. He's just annoying. That's his problem. But I think he can fit with Seattle. I think he can Here's fit with thing. Seattle. I think, you know what I mean? When you consider, he's got a chip on his shoulder, right? Everyone's going to hate him. So he's really going to have a chip on his shoulder.
They wanted a first round pick, which that's not happening. That's my whole damn point. If you're Seattle, you can't go at that price. You never have a first-round pick, and that's why.
No, you're not giving a ninth overall pick for Baker Mayfield. You know what, Cleveland? Are you crazy?
You're getting a third-round pick and somebody else.
It doesn't matter that you guys were dumb enough to take him first overall. It doesn't mean we're stupid.
Exactly. It's not our problem.
Right? That's not our problem. Yeah, yes. That's what I'd say. That's not our problem that you took him first overall.
Cleveland calls. We want a first-rounder for Baker Mayfield. Here's me. Click. Yeah. You hear dial tone. Like,
not to mention, you guys are Cleveland are screwed. You're stuck with them. So what are you going to do? No one wants them. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, we're not getting a first round pick. Cleveland. It's perfect. You could push this guy probably for like I'm thinking like third and fourth round pick and maybe somebody else. Fine. That's fine with me. I'll do that.
I'm telling you, this Wilmington, Colorado, Northern Colorado game is going to be a track meet and it's going to be super close, man. I'm taking Wilmington and the over. We got a lot of college tonight, huh? Middle Tennessee State and Albaline. Donnie said he likes the over of that game.
I kind of do too. I'm not betting this game. I like Middle Tennessee, and you're right. They continue to crush, but Albaline Christian, they're another team. Don't get in their way. They win games they shouldn't win all the time, Rancy. Like, they've beaten some teams. I'm shocked. Like, they're a very good.
They're both big time money makers. Yes, Middle Tennessee State guys, they're now 24-7-2 against the spread on the year, which is just amazing. Number one in the country.
And look at Albaline Christian in their last 10.
Are robust. 18-12-2. So they, yeah, but it comes down to me, Middle Tennessee, it's going to be a good game. They're both pretty big teams. I think it's going to get there. I agree with Donnie. There's going to be a ton of fouls in this game. One thing I will say, though, man, is Middle Tennessee State are an under team. And in fact, I was going to say, 8 of their last 9 games have gone under the number, Middle Tennessee State. They're priced too high, their totals. That's my concern about the total here. And they're playing better defense than people realize. Abilene Christian can get after it a bit, but Abilene Christian play in a worse conference than Middle Tennessee State do as well. I like Middle Tennessee State in that game. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win the game.
You're not
outright.
Touching Southern Utah and UTEP, are you? Is that going to make the
That's
list?
The one game. That's the one game I'll pass on.
Thank you. Sure, we can bet it. Like,
we're getting in all these other ones. It's a lot of action I got.
Give me Southern Utah. Give me Southern Utah plus 4.5.
I just put a lot of units down on a baseball future as well. So now the account, I got to rebuild this up to make this, you know, I got to get back on track here. All right. So we got a ton of NHL games coming up, early NHL. Let's get into this. Let's get into the odds boost. NHL odds boost.
Yep.
Got a PGA odds boost we'll get to after. Rangers, Hurricanes, and Capitals all to win. Was plus 400, now plus 500. And the other boost of the night, Sidney Crosby to score one or more points and the Penguins to win versus the Blue Jackets. Was minus 120, now plus 110. Now, I know the plus 110 is not going to be enough.
But it's more realistic.
You're not down with the plus 500. Rangers, Canes, Caps all to win tonight.
Rangers are playing the Devils. Caps should win their game. And what was the other one? Canes got to play Tampa Bay Lightning. That's no lock. The game's a pick 'em.
That's why it's plus 500.
Yeah, it's a good boost. I'll give them credit. That boost is super boost.
That's a fat payday right there.
Yeah, that's a fat payday at plus 500. Went to the weight room. I'm going to take the Sidney Crosby boost.
I honestly think this boost is going to win. I'm down with this one.
What, Carolina? Rangers?
Yeah.
Penguins.
You guys, listen, you guys are the ones. Everyone else always wants how good Carolina are all the time. Well, we'll prove it.
Yeah, they should. You know what? I might bet Carolina tonight. Tough game, though, against the Lightning. Very tough. That game's hard.
Yeah. Rangers, Hurricanes, Capitals, all to win. Are the Caps going to screw us against the Blues?
I kind of like the Caps. I like the Caps tonight.
I'm playing the boost. I'm playing it. I played it. It's it. I'm playing the boost. The boost. Boost.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Sweet 16. No. Better than that. CBI, NIT, TBC. Let's do this thing. We're going to go with UNC Wilmington on the money line. UNC Wilmington on the money line. Northern Colorado, UNC Wilmington over the number. Me and Cam are going head to head on this one. I'm going to take the Virginia Cavaliers. Virginia Cavaliers on the money line. I'm going to take Xavier on the money line as well. I think we're on the same side of the Xavier game. We got one NBA game coming up here. Steph Curry, of course, is out for the Golden State Warriors, which means, Cam, for the record, Donnie liked Klay Thompson to go over his player prop. I like Jordan Poole. I'm going to go over Jordan Poole, 22.5 points in this game. What do you got for us at 7? A couple of quick hockey picks, and we got time to hit the hockey on the other side of the break as well. But what do you got for us at 7 o'clock here?
Yeah, hockey, I'm going to take a shot with the Capitals against the Blues. I have an underdog tonight. The Rangers made all those moves. I'm going to take the New Jersey Devils, +1.5 in parlays and +135 on the money line. I like the Pittsburgh Penguins to beat Colorado in all money line parlays, especially I will start them with the Calgary Flames later tonight. Basketball action, I like the St. Bonaventure Bonnies tonight, getting 3 and on the money line as a pooch. That's what I'm doing early. And the Orlando Magic, +8 against Golden State. Why? I can't have bets. Detroit let us down last night. We'll see if my other child screws up this week. Give me the Orlando Magic, +8. Let's go.
The Orlando Magic.
You like my Rockets pick last night? I bet them live when they were down 23. They won outright. Outright. Stupid Pistons come back and lose. Could have been amazing.
I know the Pistons. That was such a tease. They came back.
They took the lead.
For the record, Orlando are 33-39 against the spread on the year.
Yep. And so you haven't bet on
them all the time, but you know what I mean? Like, they're only 6 games under .500.
Correct.
So you're not down $1 million.
No.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.